This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hepland.
I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town.
Plans are beginning to be announced for this year's Johnny Cash Heritage Festival. The annual event raises money for the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home in the East Arkansas community of Dyess. In the past, it has featured discussions about Cash, the background of the Dyess colony, and social justice issues important to Cash. But of course, the biggest event has been the annual concert near the house. Joining me to talk about plans for this year is Dr. Adam Long, Executive Director of Arkansas Heritage Sites, which is part of Arkansas State University. Dr. Long, thanks for talking with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
First off, last year the festival was not able to be held because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year it will take place, but be online. Describe the plans at this point.
So the festival will be October 15th and 16th. It will be held virtually with all of the panels and presentations and performances debuting on a live schedule, much like it would in person in a festival. And then for participants, those sessions will continue to be available on demand for a week following the festival. We think that's a real plus for this format. In the past, you have to choose, you know, which panels, which presentations you're able to attend and can't get to see everything. But this year you will be able to.
And it's funny, that is one of the pluses of having these events virtual, is being able to perhaps go back and catch everything. Headlining again this year will be Cash's daughter, Roseanne Cash.
Yes, that's correct. Roseanne will be performing, and will also be involving several of her friends in the festival. And we hope to be able to continue to announce some of those names over the next few weeks as we roll out the plans.
Just to give a little background, ASU bought the home about a decade ago. At that time, it was in rough shape. I covered the first fundraising concert with Roseanne Cash, Chris Christopherson, George Jones, Rodney Crowell, and more. And that really helped launch the project. Extensive work done to restore the home back to how it looked in 1935 when Johnny Cash's family moved in, get a piece of land in Dyess, part of this New Deal colony created by Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. What's the status over there of the house? What, I haven't been over there in a few years. What are things like over there now?
Sure. Well, we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of that first concert in 2011. And the first concerts were held on the campus of Arkansas State University as fundraisers for the restoration of the home. And we did four festivals on campus. And then after the restoration of the home was complete, we moved the festival to Dyess so that people could experience the home and the community there firsthand. So the home and the old colony administration building and the old colony theater, which is now a visitor center, is currently open to the public. And this year we have also completed, with the help of grants from the Arkansas Natural and Cultural Resources Council, we have restored the old gas station in town to look on the exterior like the building would have looked, but on the interior to be an archive facility for the museum. We didn't anticipate getting back so much documentation from the colony, which has been great for us and for researchers who might want to visit us and to take advantage of those resources. But with so much coming back, we didn't have a a place to access it and to store it. So that building is just now complete and is opening this fall.
Well, that's exciting. And there's great footage, too, of Johnny Cash driving into Dias in one of the documentary films, and he walks around the house and looks through the windows and just drives by the town circle. And it's really great to be able to see that and then to actually now see that restored and brought back to life as it was in, it was pretty abandoned up until a decade ago.
And visitors tell us that they recognize that documentary footage most probably from the music video for the song Hurt, which featured some clips of it. So listeners may be familiar with that.
What have I become, my sweetest friend? Everyone I know goes away in the end.
The tickets are available online at JohnnyCashHeritageFestival.com. And over the next few weeks, we'll be adding more information about the schedule. We are focusing on a program that will feature things that we could not do in person. We, of course, look forward to having everybody back in person. We know what a valuable experience live music is. But for the moment, during this year when things are so uncertain, we've decided to look for a program of behind-the-scenes programming and involving international scholars and things such as that, that we just, things we couldn't do in person. So we think that that as more program announcements come out, that people will find that there's many worthwhile things to join us this year.
Well, it sounds like a very intriguing way to take the circumstances and provide a different experience for Johnny Cash fans. That's Dr. Adam Long, Executive Director of Arkansas Heritage Sites, which is part of Arkansas State University. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
After I got into the music field and started writing and recorded and singing songs about the things I knew, I wrote a lot of songs about life as I knew it back when I was a little bitty boy. And one of the things I remember most when I was a little boy was one night, one cold winter night, the rain had been falling. The river kept rising, and all the old folks kept saying that Mississippi River's going to break that levee. One morning, the levee broke at Wilson, Arkansas, and that black, muddy Mississippi River water come right up over the cotton patch, right up to the front door of our house. And I heard my daddy holler and ask my mama, "How high is the water, mama?" 2 feet high and rising. "How high is the water, papa?" She said, "It's 2 feet high and rising."
That's Johnny Cash, recorded live at New York's Madison Square Garden in 1969, talking about the inspiration of one of his most iconic songs, 5 Feet High and Rising. The online festival will be October 15th and 16th. Tickets are available at JohnnyCashHeritageFestival.com. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.